He acknowledges a debt to British comedy, too. From a young age, he watched shows like Blackadder and French and Saunders, while admiring Harith Iskander, the godfather of stand-up comedy in Malaysia. Comedy was a safe haven during tough years at a Chinese school, where there was a constant threat of physical pain from corporal punishment. This period shaped his career in another way. "I became really introverted and quite afraid of speaking out," he says, leaning back and closing his eyes as if recoiling from the memory. "Then, finding stand-up, it was this form of communication that I thought I could do. I felt I could earn the right to speak by writing something funny." Moving back to Britain in his teens, Mr. Wang took part in his first comedy night at school. Most of the material was borrowed. "I didn't realize at the time you had to write your own jokes." He went on to Cambridge University, which had a thriving comedy scene, and became president of the Footlights, an incubator of entertainment greats, including Eric Idle and Hugh Laurie. In 2010, he won the prestigious Chortle Student Comedy Awards. Steve Bennett, editor of Chortle, a comedy website, recalls his cool delivery, self-deprecating jokes, and intricate, detached wordplay. That accolade helped Mr. Wang make comedy a full-time job. He has since appeared on assorted television and radio programs, and alongside his stand-up gigs, performed with a sketch group called Daphne. He has encountered bigots as well as fans. In one painful passage in Sidesplitter, he describes how a woman in the audience once loudly announced that he was unattractive because of his ethnicity. The incident confirmed his comic vocation, he says, making him even surer that British society would benefit from an outspoken East Asian making jokes about himself from a place of authority. Mr. Novelli, his collaborator on BudPod, likens Mr. Wang's ability to take on subjects such as race to that of American counterparts such as Dave Chappelle, as well as their joint interest in history, films, games, and scatological mishaps. Mr. Novelli, who was born in South Africa and brought up on the Isle of Man, suggests he and Mr. Wang share an outside perspective. That means that when they discuss subjects like the Elgin Marbles, ancient Greek sculptures currently held in the British Museum, they are not constrained by the sense of national embarrassment that many of their liberal peers exude. For his part, Mr. Wang denies that comedy has a political duty. He says he mostly strives to entertain, encourage listeners to take themselves less seriously, and point out jarring truths, such as in his bit about impressions, Chinese people being considered a very vulnerable minority in Britain, while also being linked to a globally very powerful country. Yet, intentionally or otherwise, he is a subtle champion of nuance and balance. He uses the setup of jokes and the sudden switch of a punchline to undermine preconceptions about people and places. Perhaps, he says, the gags would come easier if he were more polemical. It's much more funny to have a really strong opinion about something and scream about it than it is to say, "But let's look at this from the other perspective," he concedes. "But I don't. I can't."